I go by there sometimes and stop. Day was sunny a little bit. Sunny down here. Day before yesterday, I can't collar brought him down here. Mm-hmm. Like he enjoyed, you know, be around me and Marcy. He crazy about Marcy. Marcy crazy about Sunny. I always love Sunny too.
Now, when you were, how did your mother and father meet? Can you tell me about that? Do you remember?
I tell you, that courtship days, I don't know about that. I don't follow him. He went in a well, Ben.
Yeah.
Boring well. I think I was him and Mama got met up, you know, he bored well all over Clay County and then went to Randolph and bored well in Randolph. And I think that way my understanding when we him and my mother got a courtship. Mm-hmm. Only on the other side Jerry Giles and him over there. They had a place, Papa had a place where I had, have 200 acres of it. And he sold it to, I think he said he sold it to Dr. Holmes. And Dr. Holmes sold it to somebody else. I don't know who it was, but anyway, all I know is Giles got a hold of it some way.
Yeah. Now, where did you finish school?
I never did finish school. I almost got to the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Papa got his hip broke. I had to go to the sawmill, take a hook there, and I kept a mill on.
You had to hope at the sawmill. Did you learn to read and write?
Yeah, I know, read and write pretty good, but nothing extra.
Get on.
I feed your wife a while.
Yeah. Could your dad?
Good God, yeah, good education. All of them had a good education, but me, I had to stop.
How many were in your family? How many brothers and sisters you had?
I ain't got no brothers.
Uh-huh.
I got three sisters. Two living, one dead. But one dead, she had a college education.
Yeah. When you started school, you started in what grade?
I started what they call a plumber, first grade.
Yeah. Now, how old were you when the Depression hit? Do you remember that?
I don't know exactly how old I was. I remember.
You said you were born in 1912?
Yeah. That was my first kid. I said I had to order it. I had to send to Washington and get it. And, let's see. Well, I remember that Depression and about that they told a tale on Hoover, like when he was president.
Yeah.
And they said Hoover and daughter and wife climbed over some poor people in the field working. And said that the daughter looked down at him and said, Mama, if I had some money and change, I'd throw it out and I'd make some of them poor farmers happy down there. The pilot here said, he said, throw your daddy out, said, and make the whole world happy.
Yeah, you remember when Roosevelt was president?
Oh, yeah, that was the best president we ever had.
Yeah.
There ain't gonna be nothing like Roosevelt was. I know she made him put front end of the car back up on it, go burn gas in, riding around the cars.